gonna tell you a story, and it's true. I always have to tell people that because inevitably someone will come up to me and they'll be like, is that true? And I'll be like, yeah. And they'll be like, was it? I don't know how to respond to that. Like, I guess I could say it louder, you know, like, yeah. And they'd be like, it's probably true. Say it louder.
And now the big comedian, Matt Pandapiglio.
Hey, y'all ready to lip sync? I can't hear you. It's my lip sync joke.
And good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett. And that was an excerpt from the film Sleepwalk With Me, a semi-autobiographical film directed and starring Mike Birbiglia and co-written and produced by This American Life's Ira Glass. The film has won numerous awards, including the 2012 Sundance Film Festival Best of Next Generation Award, and this film is coming to the Robinson Film Center opening this Friday. And here to talk with me about this is Alexander Kent, Executive Director of the Robinson Film Center. Alex, thanks for stopping by.
Good morning.
So tell me, how did we end up getting this film here in Shreveport?
A few different ways. We had a ton of requests for it. That's been part of this movie's kind of grassroots appeal, is that listeners of public radio are asking local independent theaters to book it. We had a lot of people ask, so we booked it.
And what time is the showing?
It'll be all day Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting a nice full run. We're looking forward to it.
And can you tell us a little bit about the premise of this film? What's going on in it?
Well, he's Mike Birbiglia, basically plays a comic who can't really find his voice. But as his relationship with his longtime girlfriend starts falling apart, he seems to find material that works. The only problem is he's not telling his girlfriend that he's doing this. So it's kind of a rise of the career, threatening the relationship type story, which should be a lot of fun if anybody's listened to this comic on radio. He's very pessimistic, but warmly so.
And one of the things that, you know, I said semi-autobiographical, he actually does go through bouts of sleepwalking when he's under stress.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the wonderful thing about his story as a comic and also this story as a movie, is that he takes his pain and his kind of private suffering and he transforms it into something that people can laugh at. He's a very, very funny comic. He says things that are absurd but true. I think people are going to have a lot of fun with this kind of movie. I think one of the cool things about it is that anybody who is a fan of This American Life are basically big fans of storytelling,
right?
Long-form storytelling. And this comic is really one of the gifted voices that they feature. Sometimes he's extremely funny and the stories that he tells are very relatable, but basically the way that these problems affect his life, he's able to kind of pull threads out that seem to connect everybody, and that's fun. And you know, I think he's just got this kind of sense of humor that if you spend an hour and a half, 2 hours with this guy, you're going to come out feeling, hey, I'm not so bad.
One of the things that I was struck by is Lauren Ambrose is going to play his girlfriend. And I really haven't seen her in much in television since 6 Feet Under. She played Claire Fisher.
Yeah, I mean, this film has kind of a couple ways that people can connect with it. You know, they can certainly come at it through her work on 6 Feet Under and some of her other work. There's Carol Kane,
yeah,
who, you know, would be an adorable but somewhat unnerving mother to have in a film, and she plays Mike's mother in it. I think what's really kind of cool about these very scrappy indie comedies is that they often, the script and the quality of the script and the quality of the comedy usually attracts just really good talent and really good people to a project. And I think that's part of the fun of watching independent film is they don't have a lot of money. They have this ongoing joke with director Joss Whedon, who did The Avengers, that they're going to make more money than The Avengers did. And The Avengers, is last time they spoke on YouTube, had made $1.5 billion worldwide. So the goal of this movie is to make $1.5 billion in one. And they did the math for us. That means 77,000 people per city have to come see that. You know, I think that's probably achievable for us. I think the most that's ever come to see a movie at the Robinson Film Center is about 5,000. So we really don't have that far to go. You know, like what,
72,000?
Yeah, I think we can do that. And you know, the nice thing that we're kind of sweetening the pot for it as well is that we'll even sell you an overpriced bag of popcorn to go along with your movie ticket. Ooh. So, I mean, that's really an incredible deal, you know?
That's A Sleepwalk with Me, and it's starring Mike Birbiglia, and it's co-written and produced by our own This American Life's Ira Glass. It's at the Robinson Film Center starting this Friday. And if you'd like ticket information or showtimes, you can visit the Robinson Film Center website at robinsonfilmcenter.org, or you can call 318-459-4122. And Alex, I want to thank you for stopping by this morning.
Appreciate it. Hope to see you there this weekend.
All right. This has been a 1001 Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Has your girlfriend heard the jokes?
No.
You should probably mention it.
You say you're going to go see the doctor, you don't. You say you want to be a comedian, you're a bartender. I mean, pick a damn plan and stick with it.
He's kidding, but he's not as funny as you.
My parents have been together 40 years, which is, but it's too long. If you're ever in a relationship that's moving towards marriage and you're not ready, don't go to my sister Janet's wedding.